So as I was saying, 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
They really mess you up in the military, man. Straight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't tell me you're starting.
And you're around
you
guys for a certain amount of time.
I wasn't in the Navy.
Everybody,
right?
It's Pride Month. Everybody's gay.
I wasn't in the Navy. You see, you can't tell me you're starting the video. I'm going to open it up with, you know, break the ice.
That's a whole lot more than break the ice. Just break the wreck. You know what? All right.
I was talking about selling drugs.
No.
You're the one who's mind with the gay shit. Yeah.
No, because we know how you are. All right. Okay. Okay.
20 Tristan's bucks for a single round of 308. That's what I was talking about.
No. You was talking about a different type of Magnum. Tristan.
308's not a Magnum. I know
I was trying
about.
To make it connect, but it didn't work.
It Tristan did not work.
Tristan celebrating Pride Month. Welcome to the Beer American Podcast. I don't know what this show is anymore. We're talking about moving our uploading dates, by the way, just let everybody know, because of our busy schedule. Well, my busy schedule, as you see, I'm dressed in my work attire. I work very long days. It's fun. I enjoy it, but it's very physically demanding, and your boy has a bedtime like an old man.
I'm on disability.
Yeah, Tristan, on the other hand, is...
I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. I'm a freeloader.
You're mentally damaged.
I get $2,000 a month just to live. It's fucking wild.
Yeah, I pay for this dude. Unfortunately,
that's the funny thing. That's the conversation we had. It's just like, yeah, you used to pay my salary.
I still do.
And now you pay my disability.
I still do for some reason. How are you disabled?
My
you know
skin.
What? Mentally.
Yes, mentally and skin. I blame literally anything that's ever happened to me in my life on the military. And they're just like, yep, here's 80%. I'm like, you know what? That's fucking awesome.
You can't help that you're retarded. All right. You can't. Which doesn't make sense. You're half Asian, so I feel like you wouldn't have that.
Then I'm only half retarded.
It's because you're white. It's because you're half white.
Chemdaz. Yeah. All right, end of the show. That was way too long of an intro.
Anyway, so we're talking about possibly moving those. We're either looking at a Wednesday or a Friday only upload until we kind of get rolling again. But keep in mind that we have one topic we're talking about on this show.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Something that...
It's going to be...
You guys know we love the Second Amendment. We love guns and
the
shit.
Second Amendment? What's the Second Amendment?
Sorry,
Jason?
I'm acoustic. The Second Amendment is too many vowels, I'll tell you what. But
it's the right to arm bears.
I've been day drinking, all right? But
this is what happens when you're on disability, folks. You just drink. See, you're...
Hey,
brain
you paid
cells.
For my 12-pack today.
Your
okay?
brain cells. I know, and I didn't get one. That's crazy. You owe me a back end, by the way. I feel like you should Venmo me.
I'll give
me
you one
like
if you come to Florida, okay?
Disability checks. All right.
But anyways, yeah, we love talking about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment.
How do the girls say it these days? Yeah, the Second Amendment. So let's just rip it off like a Band-Aid, even though I peel my Band-Aids real slow because I like pain.
Joe fucking Biden. Let's get that out of the fucking
way. That could just be a topic in and of itself.
What, just Joe fucking Biden?
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
War on the populace.
Joe Biden was at a...
New Hampshire or something like that?
Was it in New Hampshire? Yeah. New Hampshire, he was, you know, doing a whole speech, and he decided to bring up the Second Amendment and the Second Amendment bearers versus the military. He nonchalantly brought it up, but he did make
versus
a very...
government, we'll just say that.
Yeah, that's a better way to say it. But he brought it up nonchalantly, but it wasn't very nonchalant. It was very straightforward.
Let's just roll the clip, shall we? We're going to break it down like we broke down that Tom McDonald video. So, here we go, boys.
And by the way, those who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, a great line. Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you if you're going to take on, you're worried about the government coming down, knocking down your door.
Dude, if this guy stumbles on his words one more time.
Knocking down, coming down, knocking down, down, down. It's like... This dude sounds like a fucking repo or an auctioneer.
Hey, give me 25,
25, 30, 15, 15, 2013, let's go. And we got $2,000 over there, $2,000. It's like, no.
To all the viewers that just heard me and Tristan do that.
Or pros. It's fine. Okay.
You know, he took this great quote that I love.
I'm licensed.
That was always cool, you know. The tree of life's, excuse me, watered by the blood of patriots.
Yeah, and I then like that he quote. Flipped it.
Now I don't want to use it anymore.
Because tree of, wait, repeat it again. It's tree of life, watered by patriots.
Watered by the blood of patriots.
Watered by the blood
of patriots. The tree of liberty, I'm sorry. The tree of liberty.
Tree of liberty that literally yeah. just, that talks about, you know, veterans who died for the rights of this country, and he's just like, you know what, let's turn into an unconstitutional threat upon Americans.
I love how I just said I love that quote and I got it wrong. Thanks, what? Joe Biden. Thanks.
Can't get 25, can't get 30. That's literally all I'm getting from this shit.
I'd love to see him at an actual auction. He'd be like,
he would be a great auctioneer.
No, he wouldn't. Not as an auctioneer. I'm just talking about, he'd be like,
he's like, you say 500, sir, over there to the dude with dementia. 500, let's go, let's keep it going. This dude.
No, so what he just said is you'd need an F-15, which is, I'm assuming, it is a fighter jet. I'm not saying so. It is a fighter jet with Hellfire missiles to take on the government.
Yeah, and essentially even though,
your AK-47 wouldn't be able to do anything. I'm going to let you write. You know what? Hold on. Tristan.
I don't know what. Give me a sec. I just want to say what I looked up before my I start acting all fucky. An F-15 doesn't carry Hellfire missiles. Hellfires are ground-to-air missiles, so why would an F-15? I don't even know if that's an actual like the code name for a fighter jet. If that is a fighter jet,
an F-15 is a fighter.
Like I said, I wasn't a flight mechanic or nothing like that. But if an F-15,
it's the Super Hornet, isn't it? Because the F-16 is a Tomcat, right? Maybe.
Like I said, I don't know. I worked on tanks, bro. But why would an F-15 be carrying ground-to-air missiles?
It's Joe Biden, man.
Makes sense to me. What the fuck? So to y'all that are watching, there's a fly on my camera, but to y'all that are watching, an F-15 would not carry Hellfire missiles.
No.
Because I think what I just looked up, it was like a F something 144 Hellfire or something like that. Those were ground air missiles.
No.
What the fuck is an AK-47 going to be doing in the fucking air either?
But like, what I was asking was this. All right, so what I was going to say is, like, he says, what's your AK-47 going to do? Tristan, you were in the military, right? What is the number one weapon platform in the world?
M4A1 AR-15 M4A1 AR-15 AR-10. It's an AR platform.
Wrong answer, actually. The most popular rifle in the world is the AK series.
In the world?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I guess, yeah, I'd be wrong because that is predominantly used in Europe and Middle Eastern countries.
What I was getting to was, what is the weapon that most of the enemies that the U.S. has fought recently used?
Oh, AK-47 Draco?
Yeah, support for an AK.
And Draco's, my bad.
I'm not rooting for them by any means, right? I hope that any enemies coming up foreign and domestic get... Domestic. Wow. Thanks, Joe Biden.
I my buddy Ryan, will you get the musket? That's all I got from what you just said.
Oh, don't ever do that.
It's like 1972, Nick.
Oh, God. Anyway. No, I was going to say, I'm not rooting for them. I hope they all, you know, all enemies, foreign and domestic, get obliterated. I would say it's a pretty effective weapon platform.
Oh, I mean, it's an effective weapon platform if you want to bring in, like, all accounts of the price of ammo, price to make. That's why 7.62 by 39 is so cheap. But if you want to talk about...
All right, nerd. I was just trying to get the point. You said that an AK-47
isn't a viable weapon aficionado.
I know. I just like things that go boom. I was just making the point that he said that an AK-47 is not exactly a viable weapons platform against the government. I am arguing this, saying, yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. I would say it is because, you know, like I just said, this is just flip-flopping. The price of ammo, the price of what it makes to make the ammunition.
Yeah.
7.62 is very much cheaper.
As you
than
can tell, Tristan has no friends. Continue.
Dude, all I do is own guns and eat fucking Sun Chips. That's all I do.
All right, sounds good enough to me.
And collect disability. Bubba, stop eating my hat, bro.
Oh, yeah, this episode might feature heavily of Tristan's dog.
Yeah, he had enough of being in the room. Yeah, I did eat the other one. But Bubba, anyway. Bubba's cool. Bubba, come here. You want to say hi? Come on. I don't know if you can see him. No, you can't because of fucking. Come here. Come on. Up.
Oh, Lord.
Up. Ah, yeah, there he is. That's Bubba. Oh, he's pushing me. Yeah, I'm on a rolling chair, asshole.
Am I help paying for him, too?
Technically, no. I mean, hell, the VA doesn't even pay for a service animal. But
okay.
Ow, that was my nuts, dick.
Anyway, back to the bigger point of today's episode. Go. What we're trying to point out, if you can't notice, Joe Biden is essentially saying if the government wants to come in and do something to the populace, you're not going to be able to do anything to stop it.
You ever seen six drunk rednecks with a couple 24 racks? They'll figure something, though.
It's not even that. Like, I don't think people realize how much of the U.S. population's armed. You know?
Here's the point that I get that. Here's the point I want to get to, man. This is just me, and I know you agree with this because I'm ex-military. Mr. President, and I will say Mr. President because you are the president. The military doesn't back you like you think they do. The majority of the military representation, including higher-ups, are conservative, Republican, right-wingers. They don't agree with most of your policies. They don't agree with most of the shit that you say. And so even though, yeah, the military is held under you and you are the commander-in-chief, the military's first protection is to the Constitution. And if you're going to say something unconstitutional, such as sending a hellfire missile against the civilians of your country, then they're not going to follow it.
I'm pretty sure you said you're going to need a hellfire missile to stop them. But if you're going to turn the government forces onto your own people, you're going to probably find it very hard to use law enforcement and military personnel because they're not exactly going to follow through with that.
Most of them don't agree. Yeah, most of them don't agree with what Biden says anyways because what he says is either gibberish or doesn't make any fucking sense.
Side note. So let's continue. So yeah, if you hadn't get it, the point of today's episode is Biden possibly might want to start another civil war. Continuing with the clip.
And so it's bizarre. We never said you could own any weapon at all from the beginning. You can't own a machine gun. You can't own a bazooka. You can't own an M1 tank. You no matter how much money.
Yes, you can, actually.
This is where my libertarian views come into view.
You literally can. If you have the correct weapons license, you can own like a 249. There are companies that you can pay to go ride on a helicopter that have miniguns attached to them.
Exactly.
There are companies where you can pay to go drive the tanks that they own.
It's
you can own
all
that stuff.
Nate literally just did that. Coming from me, I'm working on my class 3, or not right now, but next month once I get my license, my Texas license, I'm going to be working on getting my class 3. I'm not going to be selling weapons, but that way I'm able to own automatics.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're able to own automatics. There are places, especially in Texas. Go look at Matt. I know Matt. Go look at Demolition Ranch's YouTube. There are literally companies down here in Texas where you're able to go out and fire a tank for fucking fun. And these dudes legally own the tank.
Yep.
These guys have a fucking Panzer.
Need I remind you, you can own old war vehicles. I own an old Humvee. There are people who have given up their private collections of tanks for museums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the times, museums don't even pay them, don't they?
Yeah, and didn't they're he just say, like, yeah, we never said in the very beginning you could own guns? I'm very confused on that statement.
Joe, I
back.
Get
I'm
you're old,
back.
But you weren't there back. Way back when, buddy.
I'm going back to hear what he just said because I
go
feel
for
like it,
it
was something retarded.
It was retarded. It
said
was
you
retarded.
You could own any weapon at all.
Right, hold on, back far.
We never said you could own any weapon at all.
Pause it right there. What? Dog, what the fuck? Did he just... No, just correct me. He said that we never said you could own a weapon at all.
Any weapon at all.
Dog, you do know a cheese grater could be used as a fucking weapon, right? I don't think he understands what weapon is. I know he's relating. I know what he's talking about. He's talking about firearms, but he wasn't there way back then. Second Amendment shall not be infringed. People are allowed the right to bear arms to protect themselves as a well-regulated militia. I know I butchered that, but you get the concept.
Yeah, it's literally number two on the list of our rights.
Hey, you got number one, freedom of speech. Number two, boom, Second Amendment.
Yeah, this man does it. From the very beginning, we never said you could. Yes, quite literally, yes. From the very beginning, you could. Was it the merchant ships that used to? We've referenced this before. The merchant ships wrote to the government saying, "Hey, can we put cannons on our ships? Because they're firing cannons at us." And the guys are like, "Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure."
This guy's probably thinking back. He's just like, "Oh, well, we never said that you were able to own 249s or 240s." It's like, no. You didn't just say that we were able to own them just randomly, which I think that's an infringement, but you are able to apply for a license and take a class, so you are able to own it.
Question. I think people get this. Well, I'm going to make a statement, and then I'll ask you a question. I think a lot of people, when they think military grade, they're thinking like super deadly high-end stuff, like a jet. Most of the time, right, correct me if I'm wrong, military grade is crap. Dog crap.
So like military grade in our definition, or our quote-unquote language, as people like to say, or even we like to say, means to the lowest bidder. And we're not talking about, like, obviously, so when it comes to aircraft, right, you got the jets and everything like that. You got the Abrams. The Abrams are super nice. Those aren't jets, but those are the best ground vehicles that we have. Those are the ones that are focused on the most. I mean, hell, the Abrams have jet motors in it.
A turbine, right?
Yeah, a jet turbine. And then the jets are fucking jets, obviously. So normally aircraft gets the most attention paid to it because, you know, a tank, it catches on fire, you can hop out. An aircraft who's flying so far up in the air, something happens.
Thousands of feet in the air.
That's why I got buddies who are their 15 Tangos. They work on Blackhawks and stuff like that. Every bolt that they fucking used or applied to a vehicle, applied to an aircraft, they had to sign for. Meanwhile, I was a striker mechanic. I worked on also Humvees and LMTVs and like shit like that. I'd go find a fucking bolt on the ground, screw it in, and be like, "Hit this fucking good, buddy." I just fucking send it off. No one say, "Goddamn thing, you fix it?" Yeah, fix that motherfucker. All right, good job, buddy. But no, so yeah, lowest military grade normally means to the lowest bidder. I mean, hell, I got my AR-15 back there, my SIG M400, is way better quality than the M4s that we used in the military. The M4s I used in the military jammed multiple times. Now, I can't relate any of my weapons. I have 16 guns in general, and 12 of them are rifles. I can't relate them to an M240 or M249 because I don't have one, a civilian-owned one. But I know for a fact, because I've shot both of those before, they jam multiple fucking times. It doesn't matter if you clean them. I was the armor, too, when I was in my unit.
Notoriously bad, and I know that. I'm a civilian.
Yeah, they are terrible. I've cleaned those motherfuckers multiple times. I have put so much CLP down them before, and they still fucking jam. I've scrubbed the shit out of them. Meanwhile, I went to the range not too long ago with one of my buddies who has a Class 3 weapons license, or an FTO license, and he has a 249, which is automatic. He shot it, civilian-owned, civilian-made, and it shot amazing. And people would be like, "Oh, well..."
That's capitalism.
Like, it's like, "Oh, well," people would be like, "Oh, well, your guns have been around a long time." I'm like, no, one of my buddies who was assigned to a 249 was a fairly relatively new 249 that was produced 3 months prior to when he shot it. Yeah. What happened? Still fucking jammed. And I cleaned all the packing oil out of that thing, too. So yes, military grade literally means to the lowest bidder unless it comes from an aircraft standpoint or an Abrams standpoint. Even then, the Abrams are still trash. I worked on Strikers. Those things need to be thrown in the fucking garbage. They decided, "Hey, let's take a fucking 8 wheels and replace it with the tracks on our Bradley and send them out into the desert." Strikers haven't deployed since Desert Storm because they're so fucking garbage.
That's so. Long story short, military grade does not mean good. And
yeah,
and,
that was my little rant. Sorry. Yeah,
and Biden. It's scary to think like where this is gonna go, and you'll we'll continue to listen to it, and you'll see why it's truly scary. Here we go.
Beginning, you can't own a machine gun, you can't own a bazooka, you can't own an M1 tank.
Again, yes,
and no matter how much money you have, you can limit the kind of weapons that are able to be owned.
Pause
also, does he know what an M1 tank is? Because we don't actually technically use the M1.
No, we don't use the M1. I mean earlier definition, the M1 Abrams.
Right.
Way earlier. That was Desert Storm, I think.
That's what I'm saying. We don't use that anymore.
Mm-mm, no. But another thing, he's just like, you can't own this. You can't own that.
Literally everything he said, you can own.
When I was in Colorado, when we used to go shoot, you know, have you heard of Dragon Man's, right?
Yeah.
The biggest gun collector in the States.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go shoot at his range. This dude had tanks. He had tanks. He had World War II weaponry. He had howitzers. He had fucking everything. He had cannons back from the Civil War. You're telling me I can't own a fucking machine gun, bro? It's like, no, that's not how it works.
If this thing shoots something, this guy owns it, just to put that in perspective.
It's like, dude, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I'm already on a watch list. I'll put a fucking Claymore on a Roomba, and you ain't going to say shit about it if you don't know about it.
I feel like that just wouldn't work, but...
You could put a Claymore on a Roomba.
Not if it's motion censored.
Yeah, you just gotta put it up high enough. It's got the little fucking... It only goes a certain amount of fucking way.
Yeah, but when you move the Roomba and you create motion,
you will
censor off.
That's why you set it up to go straight towards the door when the ATF stack's coming in.
But, Tristan, but when you go to roll the Roomba, it'll detonate it.
Not when you set it straight for the fucking door when the ATF stack's about to breach your fucking house.
Okay.
They roll in one position all the way until they hit a wall and then they turn around.
Yeah, I know, but the motion.
So if they hit a foot.
The motion.
So if they hit a foot.
The motion changing.
So if they hit a foot, then it's gonna go boom, boom.
Hey, Tristan, when a Roomba goes to a door or a wall, does the Roomba move?
Yeah, forward.
Yeah. So, wouldn't the surroundings then change as it moves forward?
Wait, what?
If you're moving across the floor, we're having a whole separate conversation, but it's fine. If you're moving it across the room, right? So let's say you're moving it forward, right? You're not going to start it right at the door. You're going to start it a ways away.
Yeah.
So it's going towards the door, right? Well, as you walk towards something or you move, your perspective on different things changes. You get closer to something. They get bigger. Whatnot, you pass certain objects. So, if the Claymore is motion activated, and you go to roll it forward, as you would say, things would be passing in front of the sensor because it is in motion. Therefore, setting off the motion sensor, therefore, as soon as you set that thing forward, you've probably just blown out half your living room.
Oh, trust me, I ain't got shit leading up to the fucking front door.
That's not, okay, whatever. You know what? Go ahead and try it. Try
it. Hey, you know what? This whole thing.
Don't call me.
This whole thing's booby-trapped, you know. I'm going to get a stuffed dog and fill it with Tannerite and marbles because the ATF likes shooting dogs, so I'm just going to sit it out there with a barking fucking sensor, so, you know, it just starts
barking.
Okay,
moving on to the rest of the clip.
And now I'm on a watch list.
All right, we've been on that, buddy.
Yeah, we have.
And so I think, and by the way, I've all the work I've done on this, including in our administration, I now have over 58% of the NRA members acknowledging you can't own an assault weapon.
Oh, my God, bro.
I'd like to see that stat.
He's fucking delusional.
Also, side note real quick. I could kill Tristan with these tweezers. All right? These tweezers right here, right? Cute. Fortnite Nerf Scar. Anyway, I could kill him with those.
Yeah, this is a Nerf gun.
I just assaulted him.
I bought it from Walmart.
With a weapon. Alright.
Nah, this isn't a weapon. This is from Walmart.
I'm talking about my tweezers.
I'm talking about a Nerf gun.
I'm gonna pluck your nose hairs. That's how you're gonna die. No, anyway, I could assault you with these tweezers. Doesn't that technically make...
That's
Didn't
the thing.
Technically just assault you with some form of a weapon.
That's the thing.
Your tweezers, these, dog.
So Democrats think they're just
trying to space out your eyelids.
As you think, or as you know, assault is an action. Assault is an action where you physically or
it's not
you know,
an adjective.
Mentally assault someone. Fucking so assault is an action. You can't just add assault into a fucking word in front of a fucking word, my bad, and think that it fucking does something. It's just like if I hit someone with a frying pan, I can't add assault in front of the frying pan and think I fucking did something.
Tactical frying pan. Takes you back to PUBG.
So I've brought this argument multiple times when I was on politics. Well, I mean I'm still on politics, but on like TikTok.
Right.
So when it comes down to it, you look at an AR-15, it's all black. Don't fucking cancel
that's racist.
Us. It
that's
is all.
So here's my theory, okay? I've been piecing it together since George Floyd died. All right, RIP. just because, think about it. What's deemed bad, apparently, by the systematic society of America? Black people. Black things are racist, right? It's racist to hate on black things. What are guns that are colored that are scary? Black. Therefore, they
black
don't like
rifles
black guns.
Matter.
The ATF is racist. Biden is racist. I got it. You can't get me this time. My tin hat is off. Okay, I'm done.
All right, conspiracy theorist. All right, so think about it. So this is a comparison I make to many, you know, Democrats I go into a debate with. You got an AR-15. It's all black, 30-round magazine, and charging handle, everything like that. People just think that is scary because it is in the form of a quote-unquote assault rifle. And but it's people think it's scary because they think it's military weaponry because it's shaped like an M4, it's got a Picatinny rail and all this options for an optic. 16-inch barrel, 30-round magazine, semi-auto, which is the legal for someone who is above the age of 18. Think about a Mini 14. And I've talked to people about this before, and in debates I've brought up the photo and they're like, no, I don't think that's scary. A Mini 14, think about the wood grain stock. A Mini 14 also
I'd
has.
I'd much rather have a Mini 14.
Oh, I would
Mini
too.
Mini 14 over an AR-15. I just think it's cool.
It's a lot more accurate too. But think about a Mini 14. Mini 14 also has a 16-inch barrel. It's a wood grain stock, so it's not a synthetic stock. It's not like a black stock from.
It's not polymer.
Cancels. Yeah, it's not polymer. It's not synthetic. It's not like an AR-15. It's literally just wood grain, and it also has the capability to hold a 30-round magazine. Same rate of fire, same velocity, depending on the bullet that you're firing, same bullet length, same damage. What's the difference between the two? And most of the time, people I'm debating, they say, well, one's a military-grade weaponry. No, it's not a military-grade weaponry. It's literally both those. You like Democrats aren't able to deem that
didn't
one...
Didn't the Mini 14 have a bigger version called the Mark 14?
Yeah, it's called the Mini 14 now. That's the 5.56. The Mark 14, I think, was a 7.62.
Yeah, so technically speaking, the Mini 14 is just like the off-brand version of an actual military weapon.
Yeah, which is literally what an AR-15 is.
Sometimes what people say, it's just like, my brain just can't handle it.
It was either, I think it was a 7.62 by 51, the Mark 14, which was a 308.
It was
definitely
a heavier round.
But I've brought out those two comparisons in front of people I've debated before. I'm like, what's the difference? They're like, well, one's a hunting rifle because they saw the wood grain stock. I'm like, no.
For your head.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, you can say that one's a hunting rifle and that one is an assault rifle, quote unquote, loose term of assault. They're literally, they do the same thing. Like I said, same magazine capacity, same barrel, same damage. Look at the Garand back in World War II. Was that a hunting rifle because it was a wood stock? No, it wasn't. I'm like, you can't compare those. Not that you can't. You can compare those two because they have the same outcome. They have the same velocity, same magazine capacity. And people just don't seem to understand. They're just like, oh, one's a hunting rifle. No,
one looks like it could be hanging up on your grandpa's wall. The other one looks like something you get deployed in the Middle East with.
I have a 308 that's a wood stock or wood grain stock.
Yeah,
I also have a 308 that's a synthetic stock.
I don't think people really realize, like, I got a 7mm. Like, you can walk off a 5.56 shot, honestly. You can. If you get,
well, depending
you can
how
survive.
Far it came
when
from.
When I say walk off, I mean, like, you can survive.
You could run to safety.
If I put a 7mm through you, that's it. You're done. I mean, you're sitting down for probably ever. How many times are you going to prime that thing?
You ever seen a slug?
How many times are you going to prime that thing?
I don't know. I just
The slugs are lying on. They're lying on the floor. Okay, so it's empty.
We're not even. We're not even monetized yet. We're never gonna have a chance to get monetized.
You ever seen what a slug can do to a pig, though? I'm talking about an actual pig, not a cop. You ever seen what a slug can do to a pig?
Thanks for clarifying,
dude. I know Democrats watch this. I know they'd be like, "Oh, I want to see." I'm like, "No, motherfucker, that's not what I'm talking about."
Yes, I can see. Can you put the shotgun down?
It is down. Just don't say anything that makes me pick it up again.
Off of guns.
Me?
Yes.
I'm always horny. You know how many guns I have around this fucking house? You want to see what's in this drawer?
It's no. I don't. I want to finish the clip. Let's finish the clip. Good Lord.
There's no need for it. You can't have a magazine.
Yay, let's all clap while he threatens our safety.
Wait, did you just say you can't have a magazine?
Yeah, just wait.
That has more than 10 rounds in it.
Yes, you can. There's never been a document that's been signed that says you can't. I could walk around with an AR with a 45 round banana clip in it. Why? Who cares? I just want it. It doesn't matter. Here's the deal. First of all, it doesn't matter how many rounds you have. If somebody's a good shot, it don't matter. Them make them 10 shots matter. You know what I mean? Did that just open? You're muted. It's a buzzing noise. It's a buzzing noise. There it is.
This is why I hate Asians that make shit. So anyways, this was in my bathroom. This is what a 30-round clip looks
okay,
like.
Okay, I just edited out a part that Tristan's mic just broke. I'm trying to keep this podcast afloat, man, but this man makes it so hard.
Hey, you are the common sense. I'm the fun.
Fun is being interchanged for retarded there.
So this is what a retarded 30-round magazine looks like. The thing is, we have to hit 4,000 hours first, so we might as well have fun with it.
Continuing on.
I don't even know how many hours we're at, so.
It doesn't matter. Continuing on. What is going on? No, but, side. Are you drunk?
No, I'm actually not drunk. I'm just fucking with you at this point.
Great.
I'm only six beers through this 12-pack.
Let me put a banana clip in my AR, Joe. What's stopping me? And again, like I was saying, it doesn't matter how many rounds are in the gun. If you're a good shot, hey, 10 rounds could be 10 people. Rounds could be one.
If it takes you fucking 10 shots to kill a deer, then you shouldn't be hunting. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, so straight up. First of all, if you put 10 shots by a deer and it doesn't move, you might as well just kill it because that's a whole nother problem. It's probably diseased.
If you put 10 shots by a deer and it doesn't move, that's a decoy, and you better get out of there before the fucking, you know, game warden comes and gets your ass.
You're not hunting in season, boys.
Yeah.
No, but
you better hope you have your tags.
Sincerely, on a real note, though, this clip is very concerning, genuinely, because you brought it up to me. Tristan was on the brought it up. It is very, very concerning. The lack of just, like, how he's not trying to hide the fact that he seems to be very okay with stepping all over your rights and saying, we're the government, you won't be able to do anything about it. You know what I mean? It's literally what it sounds like to me. And so it's not good.
It's pretty much literally what I got from it is because I'm a constitutionalist, you're a constitutionalist. Pretty much everyone should be. Even though, you know, it's 2021, so not a lot of people are.
Some people are retarded.
Most people don't even know what that means anymore. Yep. He's pretty much saying that he has no problem firing upon civilians. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very funny that he thinks that the military is going to follow through with that, even though if he made that order, that'd be an unconstitutional order.
We see a record number of people going AWOL.
Oh, yeah, you would see an insane... If I was still in the military, I'd be going AWOL. I know most of the people from my unit would,
too. They'd go to your disabilities.
Yeah, there'd probably be about maybe 6 or 8 people that would actually decide to stay. No one would want to get into that fight. You would have no one to operate these jets. You have no one to operate these ground-to-air missiles, which, I mean, in this point, they wouldn't need a ground-to-air missile because civilians...
What is Bubba doing back
there? Oh, he's... He likes cardboard boxes, so I got him a cardboard box. But in this, so not like civilians don't own fighter jets, so what would be the point of having a Hellfire missile?
I don't know, bro. Who knows?
And so, I mean.
Call of Duty killstreak?
It's like, dude, honestly, Zach, what would you think? If it came down to it, another civil war broke out, and I wouldn't say all the military, I'm going to keep it realistic. Because a lot of the military wouldn't work, and I know, or a lot of the military would go AWOL if the few people that decided to stay, the generals and whatnot that were, you know, sucking Joe Biden's dick, what do you think the outcome would be?
The government wouldn't stand a chance, honestly.
Exactly, because we've seen this before. It would not happen in any way, shape, or form.
What do you mean,
honestly,
we've seen this before? The South lost the Civil War. They couldn't beat the government, but that's a whole other story.
I'm not talking about the fucking South.
Hey, we gonna rise again, alright?
We gonna rise again. No, I'm not talking about the fucking South.
What were you talking about?
I was talking about the fucking Brits.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Well, no, see, I was assuming because they're so beneath us.
Oh, because I'm racist.
Sure.
Don't say shit, okay? No.
We'll go with that.
So I was talking about the Brits because we've seen it before, and I mean, yeah, that was a long time ago. But I mean, like we've said, I think we said on the last video, people who forget history are destined to repeat itself, and people don't want this type of shit. There are a lot of schools that don't want this shit taught in public school either.
Taught.
Taught. Sorry, I'm retarded. And Bubba just... See, Bubba's a
walking... I was in the army.
Bubba's walking the definition of me because it's just his fucking head on my fucking desk. But
I fixed a vehicle that we don't even use anymore. Why?
Exactly.
I don't know.
None of my vehicles were even up-armored. But yeah, so we've seen this before, and even though it was a long time ago, I feel like the same principles are going to stay the same. It's not going to fucking work in any way, shape, or form. Because I think the government underestimates the civilian populace.
Which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I agree it's a good thing. In every way, shape, and form,
yeah,
that they underestimate them. But I think it's hilarious that Sleepy Joe thinks that the military has his back on this. And when it comes down to something that was unconstitutional, including the military, is mainly Republicans, conservatives, and fucking rednecks and hillbillies,
yeah,
it's not going to stand. It's not going to stand at all.
Let's just say this. In closing... No, you're right. Buy guns. It scares me. With that being said, man.
Buy binary triggers.
Yeah, sure. I didn't endorse that, but.
I did.
It's been real. It's been an interesting episode. We are gonna have a guest coming. We stopped saying that after a while.
Well, actually, should we tell them then?
No. You know what?
Okay.
No.
Bubba, stop chewing on the fucking chair, you dick.
So, this is Fatty signing off. Red Boy and Bubba saying...
Bubba's eating my fucking chair. He ate a 9mm.
Chip off the old block.
He ate a 9mm round not too long ago. I don't know where the fuck he got it from, but...
Boy, that man's gonna fart just...
No, actually, no. It wasn't even 9mm. It was a 40 cal. I don't even own a fucking 40, so I was very confused.
Man, where you living at?
In the ghetto.
To the ghetto. Alright, we'll see y'all.
Anyways.
It's been fun. This is Fatty. That's Red Boy. Deuces.